While fishing in Broome may seem to be the epitome of relaxation, there's been a simmering tension between recreational and commercial fishers for many years. Many in Broome's legion of recreational fishers complain that threadfin and barramundi are getting harder to catch due to the commercial gillnet fishery. Andrew Rowland from Recfish West says the gillnets are taking too many fish.
Well, gillnets represent an extremely efficient and effective fishing method, which seemingly keeping the stock levels down at a relatively low abundance to the point where fish are harder to catch by rod and line.
But Peter Godfrey, the Northern Manager for the Department of Fisheries, says their research concludes stocks of barramundi and threadfin to be at acceptable levels.
Certainly there's no quantitative data to support the suggestion that either of these stocks are currently at any risk.
Now the former Labor member for the mining and pastoral region, John Ford, has weighed into the long-running argument. Mr Ford was the Minister for Fisheries from 2005 until the Carpenter government lost the 2008 WA state election. While in power, John Ford oversaw the end of commercial fishing to the south of Roebuck Bay on 80 Mile Beach, following problems with shark and sawfish bycatch.
I was moving, as the Minister for 2008, to remove gill netting altogether out of all estuarine systems. It's indiscriminate. It tends to have issues with bycatch, and it's difficult to measure the effort, because what happens is fish drown in the nets. Whilst they're supposed to hang on the nets, you end up with a fatality level, and they aren't recorded in the catch that's brought ashore.
Mr Ford questions the reliability of his former department's conclusions that fishing in Roebuck Bay is sustainable.
The research that the department relies on is anecdotal evidence from volunteer fishing logs from the recreational sector and the catch records from the commercial fishermen. That's why I say that if somebody's telling you there's something wrong with the fishery, there probably is. What you don't want to do is say, put your head in a bucket and say, no, there's not, no, there's not, and then 3 years later say, oh, yes, there was, but it's not our fault because our research was wrong.
Peter Godfrey defends the research used by the Department of Fisheries.
So fishermen send us monthly returns of what they catch, and our fisheries scientists look at that, and they use a method, a catch per unit effort methodology, as I say, which is very commonly used, and it's appropriate for species such as barramundi and threadfin.
But environmentalists are pointing to fisheries collapses in North America, which are being blamed in part on the potential for catch per unit effort surveys to be misleading. Martin Pritchard is the director of Broome's environmental organisation, Environs Kimberley.
There's nothing to stop a huge crash next year. The problem is we don't actually know what is actually going on in the bay, how much fish there are out there. There hasn't been any proper studies done to see if the commercial fishery is catching 10% of the stocks out there, 50%. We don't actually know. And until we know, we need to be really careful about how we manage the bay. Otherwise, we could wreck it for future generations.
The catch per unit effort technique relies on the assumption that if the same fishing effort returns the same catch year after year, then the fishery is sustainable. The risk comes from the potential for this technique to mask a fishery in decline, in a process called the illusion of plenty. If a fishery targets areas which attract fish for feeding or spawning, a stable catch can be sustained up until the fishery crashes. But Peter Godfrey rules this scenario out for barramundi and threadfin salmon in Roebuck Bay.
Catch and catch rate for both barramundi and threadfin across the Kimberley have been very stable and even increasing a little bit. So this data is fully consistent with both of these stocks currently being at acceptable levels.
Mr Ford is not convinced.
The fact is, and commercial fishermen will tell you, and recreational fishermen will tell you, and every single fisheries minister that has ever been will tell you, that the department doesn't always get it right.
Commercial fisherman Todd Morris, who runs the two gill nets operating in Roebuck Bay, declined to comment for this story. Bob Masters from the Kimberley Professional Fishing Association declined to be interviewed but did provide a statement.
Any time that any government, any NGO, or any green group or any organisation brings about the removal of the commercial sector or reduces their share of take, they remove the right of every Australian citizen to access that product.
Mr. Masters also rejects criticism that gill netting has sustainability problems with bycatch.
I've been out with Todd Morris, and the biggest bycatch problem is with box jellyfish. Sharks and sawfish are caught in low numbers. While some of these species may be endangered in some parts of the world, in the Kimberley, they are common.
The tensions between commercial fishing, recreational fishing and environmentalists is likely to come to a head in the next few weeks, with the expected release for public comment of plans for a new Roebuck Bay Marine Park. The determination of native title over the Broome area for the Yarru people initiated plans for a jointly managed marine park. The traditional owners have been negotiating with the Department of Parks and Wildlife and have indicated the plans will soon be submitted to the relevant minister for approval to be released. Yarru declined to comment for this story, but pointed to their cultural management plan, which was published in 2011 to guide the development of the Roebuck Bay Marine Park. The cultural management plan expressed concern about anecdotal evidence of declining salmon stocks and the role gill netting is playing in this and in the decline of sharks, sawfish and dugong, and called for precautionary action immediately. It puts traditional owners in the same camp as environmentalists and recreational fishers in calling for a reduction or even complete ban on commercial gill netting in Roebuck Bay. But the former Fisheries Minister John Ford goes one highly controversial step further for a town like Broome, where fishing is such a big part of both the Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal culture.
If you pull commercial licences out, then you should pull the recreational section out. You just should stop fishing altogether. Do the research and then make a decision on who gets back into the fishery after that. That's what you should do.